Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. It's Monday morning, July 30th, 2018. I'm Sean, your host. The website is scriptureandprophecy.com, and that's where you go to find the archives, and that's where you go to support this mission of just getting the Word of God out to as many people as possible through this podcast. Today we are resuming our study in the book of Exodus, and we're going to be looking at chapters 33 and 34. And last week, we just came off chapters 32, which dealt with the golden calf incident, which led to the death of many Israelites due to judgment, and which ended with God plaguing them. And which just goes to show just how serious God takes idolatry. And now we're going to chapters 33 and 34. We're going to be dealing with God talking to Moses some more, giving Moses some new tablets, because when Moses came down the mountain, he saw what was going on around this golden calf. He threw the tablets down, and they were broken. The covenant's renewed a little bit, and then we have the God showing Moses a small portion of his glory. So that's what we'll be covering today. And I just pray that it blesses you. I pray that it goes forth and accomplishes its goal, and that many people are brought closer to our Lord as a result. So without any further delay, let's dig right in. We're looking at Exodus chapter 33, and I'll be reading from the King James Bible. Verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart, and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, Say unto the children of Israel, Ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment, and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornament from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that every one which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation which was without the camp. Alright, so let's stop there for just a second. Here's the thing about sin, friends. This is the worst part about it. Is it separates us from God. Because now God is unable to go in the midst of the people because of their grave sin of idolatry. Because now if he goes in the midst of them, they will be consumed, according to the scripture here. And not only that, Moses had to take the tabernacle and the tent of meeting and pitch it outside of the camp now. It's no longer inside the camp, it's outside the camp, because of sin. So when you sin, even though you can seek the Lord for forgiveness, and the scriptures say, you know, if you do sin, you know, he is sure to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness if you repent, it still separates you from God. And that's the biggest price you're paying, is that separation. And that's what the Israelites are dealing with now. The tent of meeting is outside the camp. God will not, even though he's still going to fulfill his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them the land. And he's going to go out before them. He's going to send his angel out before them, but he is no longer going to go in the midst of them. Verse 8. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again unto the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Now here in verse 11 it says that the Lord would come into the tent of meeting and he would speak with Moses face to face. Now that doesn't mean that God would manifest himself in all that he is and Moses would look God in the face. The way I read it is it's a figure of speech, meaning that just like a normal conversation, just like you're hearing my voice right now, Moses would have been hearing God's voice. I believe that's what's going on. And we're going to see that it doesn't literally mean face to face, as in Moses is looking at God in the face. We're going to see that here later on, you know, in just a few verses. And it's going to give us the reason why that's not possible. Verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. And I like that verse there, verse 15. Moses is saying, I'm not even going to go if you're not going to be with us. If your presence is not going to be with us, I'm not interested in going. And honestly, that's how we should feel about every aspect of our life. If God is not going to be with us, I don't want anything to do with it. Because this is a world of chaos, and we need God's presence and God's favor in everything that we do. Verse 16, For where when shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou cannot see my face. For there shall no man see me and live. And so here Moses is saying, show me your glory. God's saying, I'm going to show you something, but you cannot see my face because no man can see me and live. So that's what I meant when I said, when it says that he spoke to Moses face to face, it's figurative. And here's why, because if any man sees God, he dies. that's what God is saying here. If any man sees my face, he won't live. Verse 21, And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me that thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Chapter 34, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee two tablets of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tablets the words that were in the first tables, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto the Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before the mount. And he hewed two tables of stones like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and he went unto Mount Sinai, and the Lord had commanded him, as the Lord had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and he stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children's children, unto the third and the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For it is a stiff-necked people, and pardoned our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thy inheritance. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels. Such have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Let thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go whoring after their gods, and do sacrifices unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto their sons, and their daughters go whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. So God's warning him, look, you're going to go forth, you're going to destroy these people. And we've talked about Genesis chapter 6, and we've talked about what these people are. And you're going to see it if you were to go read the book of Numbers. When they go into the land, they're giants. I've done plenty of videos on this. I'm not going to get into it right now, but I've done a lot of work on the book of Enoch, the giants, Genesis chapter 6, which also explains why these tribes are going to be wiped out. But here's the big thing that God's warning him about. He's like, you have to tear down their altars, all this stuff. You can't get involved with them, or they'll cause you to go astray and to worship false gods. And, you know, again, God's worried about idolatry. That seems to be the thing he hates more than anything. And he again warns about making molten images. And now he's going to tell Moses, you know, to keep the feast and the Sabbaths. So verse 18, the feast of unleavened bread shall thou keep. 7 days shall thou eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee in the time of the month of Abib. In the month of Abib thou camest out from Egypt. All that open the matrix is mine, and every firstling among the cattle, whether it's ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborns of thy son shalt thou redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days they shalt work. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time, in the harvest, thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in a year shall all your men, children, appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before our Lord thy God thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shalt thou sacrifice at the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in its mother's milk. By the way, that verse right there is why some Jews believe that you can't have like a cheeseburger. Thou shalt not seethe a kid in his mother's milk. Or some translations may say you can't boil a kid in his mother's milk, or boil a goat in its mother's milk. I think it literally means don't boil a goat, don't boil a kid in its mother's milk, and it has nothing to do with that. But that's where that comes from. Moving forward. Verse 27. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenure of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant and the 10 commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tables of testimony in Moses' hands, and when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh to him. You see, when Moses was in the presence of God, and God showed to the backside of his glory, and now Moses, you know, you can't go into the presence of God and not come out with the presence of God on you, right? And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregations returned to him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out, and he spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, and Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went to speak with him. And that is chapter 33 and 34. Very, very, very interesting. Lots of good stuff in those 2 chapters. Well, that's the reading for this morning, the study for this morning, and I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that it blessed you, and I pray this podcast continues to bless you. Please continue to pray for me. The issues that I asked for prayer on have not been resolved, and the timetable is definitely running out. The clock is running out, so I appreciate your prayers. And I appreciate all the emails that I got from all of you saying that you were praying and that you're remembering me and my family in your prayers. And I tell you, that's the most valuable thing that I could ever receive is just your prayers and knowing that all of you or many of you are lifting me and my family up to God and asking for His great mercy and great provisions in our lives. So thank you. Very, very much. I also thank you for some of the kind and generous donations that came through over the weekend. Those are very timely, more than you could possibly know. Extremely timely and much appreciated. So thank you so much for all your support. I never imagined that I would be reading the Bible, just doing Bible studies a couple times a week, and there'd be that many people who impacted. And so I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all. And please continue to pray for me. All right. That's all I've got for you today. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until next time, God bless.